that drives away and follows you back home. I'm a street light shining. I'm a wildlife blinding bright, burning up all alone.
From his Meet Glen Campbell album, Glen Campbell doing a Foo Fighters song with a Times Like These here on the Viva La Mach radio program. And before that, what was it? It was the Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters doing their version of Jerry Rafferty's Baker Street. Yeah, kind of a short set of music. It was two songs. It was like 8 minutes long, but it was still a short set of just artists to wrap up because gets us to here where we are now, right? Roughly the top of the hour here in WRCC Pittsburgh, where we have to get to a thing called the mock. That's what we do each and every week at this time on this very radio show. Before I get in the mock, I do want to remind you that Attic Records joined you in supporting WRCT. Now, Attic Records is located in Millvale. I think they're right there on Grant Street, if I know my Millvale streets correctly, and they're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs. With no collection too big, no collection too small, you can actually visit Attic Records there on Grant Street in Millvale, or you can call them up at 412-821-8484. Move to the mock, and then by moving to the mock, let's get some mocking background music on. Johnny Taylor is going underneath the mock light. He almost went under the mock light about a week ago. But I saved it for this week. Song in the background, Disco Lady, was actually the very first single to sell over 2 million copies. He did that He did that back in April of 1976, so why not do a Johnny Taylor mock to celebrate that? Now, last week we did a mock of Ohio players, and Ohio players actually almost made an appearance in tonight's mocking. But I had to trim some fat and move some things around, and they didn't pass the audition. But you know who did? You might know them from the Animal House movie. Talking about none other than Otis Day and the Nights. How about Otis Day and the Nights doing Johnny Taylor's Who's Making Love?
To those who wait. My mind was weak, but my heart stayed strong. And you came along to rescue me. Now please don't ever set me free. Wednesday morning, I finally found you. And when I found you, put my arms around you. Oh, I wish she would say,
Why she been flying around so long? Was she relaxed? She relaxed in my tree. Every time she go back with someone to play away. Every time she goes back. Why won't you to please, please come on and stand in my nest with me? Oh, I buy you. I will buy you pretty things. Hey, hey. Mess with me.
Believe in me.
It's true.
Me. Oh, it's been seal of a meat didn't make no sense. But when she put you down, you stood up in my defense. I believe in you.
I believe in you.
You believe in me.
You believe in me.
We had our hard times and almost didn't make it. But we always worked it out and never tried to fake it. That's why I believe. People in so much trouble. What it all comes down to is trust. Because what you got to do, you gotta believe in each other, baby. I know you'll stick by me, baby.
His album Good Thing. That's Paul Young. Paul Young. We remember Paul Young from the 80s with like Every Time You Go Away. Do you remember that one? And I'm Gonna Tear Your Playhouse Down and some of those things. Do you remember all that? I remember all of that. But that was actually Paul Young doing a Johnny Taylor track, I Believe in You. You Believe in Me. Before that, the Fieldstones from their Memphis Blues Today that came out back in 1983 with a Little Bluebird. Wilson Pickett went back to 1969's Hey Jude album with Wilson Pickett doing... Now, Isaac Hayes penned the song, but Johnny Taylor had a hit with it with Toe Hold. Then I played some Huey Lewis in the News. Yeah, Huey put out an album called Soulsville. Did Johnny Taylor's Just the One I've Been Looking For. Start the entire set with Otis Day in the Nights from 1989 is when he put out Otis, my man, doing his version of the song in the background. Who's Making Love? That is a Johnny Taylor mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program. If you have a suggestion for a mock that you would like to see if I could include on a future show or see if I've done it, I've tried not to repeat my mocks. That's why I try to get a little bit more and more obscure in the 20-plus years that I've been doing these mocks. Every once in a while, we'll repeat one. Send me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com, and let me know what you're thinking. Hey, let's get back into more music. How about something from Talking Heads? From the Naked album. In celebration of Earth Day recently happening, it's nothing but flowers here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Here we stand, plugging out a man. Towered foresight isn't anything. CEO just told the CNC everything I'm not. I wonder why they wonder why I went AWOL. It was to bet you and hold you, bet you, bet you and hold you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It was to bet you and hold you.
Request for some Rock Pile from their Seconds of Pleasure album with Pet You and Hold You here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Seconds of Pleasure, that's pretty much all the Viva La Mock radio show gives you, and I have 4 hours to do that before the Rock Pile. The Click. Click doing their song Superman, which R.E.M. covered on their Life's Rich Pageant album. I played some R.E.M. from that album right before The Click with Fall On Me. Some Talking Heads. Went back to Naked for Nothing But Flowers to kick that set off. My name is Paul. This is a Viva La Mock radio program. If you have not tuned into this before, welcome, welcome, welcome. Always appreciate a new listener. If you've been listening for a while, welcome, welcome. No, actually, I should say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. We do it live each and every Friday evening. And I say each and every, most Friday evenings. Occasionally I miss one or two. But Friday evening we do this show live, take requests, do everything. And then other days when you're listening and you're like, it's not Friday and I'm listening to your voice right now. Well, that's because this is what we call an encore show, a replay, a bonus show. You pick the words. Throughout the duration of this, before I get to that, I do need some business to take care of. I got to remind you that these days, everybody is posting pictures online. That's why the Mockster's not on the social medias. But here's the deal, because once you post that picture online, you can't take it back. It's up there for everyone to see. Your friends, your family, and some not so nice people. Maybe we'll call them unfriendly people. And all it takes is a few clicks. Sound effects, click, 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 click. And guess what? Your image is all over the internet. So think before you post. For more information, you can go to cybertipline.com. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and, of course, your good friends at the Ad Council. Throughout the duration of the evening, I've been playing a lot of bands where the drummer has taken the lead vocals. Either it's a band with a drummer is the lead vocalist, or it's maybe a song that the drummer, not every song, just I've just been kind of sprinkling that in, and I've had some great requests come in through the request email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. I've had some great requests come in through the request line, which is 412-268-WRCT. And one of those requests that I got, Doug said, what about a band like Fuzz? Would you play a band like Fuzz on your show? Is that a Viva La Mock worthy band? And I'm like, it's Ty Segall. Of course it's a Viva La Mock worthy band. We're going back to two from Fuzz with the song Red Flag. By request, by suggestion, by recommendation from Doug, who's out there listening to the program.
1969, okay. War across the USA. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. Now last year I was 21. I didn't have a lot of fun. And now I'm gonna be 22. I say oh my and a boo-hoo. Yeah, now I'm gonna be 22. Oh my and a boo-hoo. Well, it's 1969, okay. All across the USA. It's 1969. It's 1969. It's 1969, baby. It's 1969, baby. We'll be right back.
Buck Pets wrapping up that set of music, the Buck Pets with Pearls here on the Viva Lamarck radio program. Before the Buck Pets, how about some Stooges went back to their self-titled album from 1969. Pittsburgh's own Full Counts from their first out release with No You Don't Let Me Down, and start off the entire set. Some Suggested Fuzz went back to two. Ty Segall playing some drums on that one with the song Red Flag. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. This is a encore edition of the Viva La Mock radio program. We're getting ready to wrap it up, so let me see if I can get maybe three more songs in. Try to squeeze three more songs in. I'm playing a lot of this with the drummers doing vocals. Joe had called into my show and said, Mockster, I sure hope you have some Grant Hart on your agenda. And I said, I do, but you have a suggestion. And he said, why don't we go back to New Day's Rising and have some Husker Du with Terms of Psychic Warfare. Some Husker Du, it's Viva La Mock here on 883 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. From their 1980 national breakout album, it's Detroit's own Romantics with Friday at the Hideout here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before the Romantics, how about some Social D, some early Social D, some Social Distortion doing the Rolling Stones' Under My Thumb. And I started that entire set off by a request, by playing a request, I should say, some Husker Du, Terms of Psychic Warfare. Thank you, Joe, for that great request. Don't forget, if you ever have a request, you can always just shoot me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com during the week for me to play it on my Friday show. Yeah, right now you are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program, but you can listen to it live. You can call me in with requests and all that good stuff on Fridays starting at 9 p.m. Hey, don't forget, on Tuesdays, we got this thing called a minute pause. Nope, not a minute pause. A minute pause is a small, almost insignificant space, while a minute pause is 60 seconds of time. So get it straight. It's a minute pause with Sean Watson each and every Tuesday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. right here on WRCT. Again, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. This has been a show called Viva La Mock. Thanks so much for listening.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour, 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues coming your way. And in this hour, we're going to hear from Amos Milburn on the piano, I believe. A group called the Murphy Brothers Harp Band playing some fine harmonica from days of yore. Will be joining us. J.D. Short as well. Very old recordings made down in the Peabody Hotel, I believe. And we're going to hear also from Bobby Charles, who'll be up next on his release called Walk Into New Orleans, or a dual records back in the mid-1960s. Here he is with Oh Lonesome Me, Bobby Charles, on the Deep Blues Hour.